You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Kramer, you borrowed my car and left pizza under the hood.
Jerry, I wanted to keep it hot.
Just great. Now I have cheese clogging my intake manifold. I don't want to go to the car place.
I know where you can take it, Jerry.
What's the deal with car repairmen anyway? They all kind of suck, right?
Perfection Auto Works.
Oh, that Mike Emery guy. I heard he's pretty good, though.
Such an honest mechanic.
Oh, Jerry, he's the best.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
I have an appointment at... Hey, spread out. I was here first. No, I was. Back off, Newman.
Hey, you guys. Slow down. Stop it.
Now look what you've done.
That's it. No car repair for you.
At Perfection Auto Works, we run into all kinds of problems, from customer relations to major car repair, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
I don't want to go to the car shop.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you. Good afternoon. The John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to talk show weekends in all of Arizona radio. Now in our 32nd year of continuous political talk. Thanks for making all that possible. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Today we'll be discussing Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps Telethon, a 24-hour telethon to stop Dark Money, Arizonans for Fair Elections, and Healthcare Rising. Initiatives that will change the way we live in Arizona, if we can get them on the ballot and people can vote for them. We'll be talking with Terry Goddard, former Attorney General of the state of Arizona, Michael O'Brien, who is the Blog for Arizona founder, and Larry Bodine of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Let's get on with this. And here is the former Attorney General of the state of Arizona. Here's Terry Goddard. Hi, Terry.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm well.
32 years. You're just getting started.
Just warming up here. I'm finally getting used to this whole thing. Let's talk a little bit about the second annual Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps Telethon. You can talk about your portion of it, the dark money. That's a crusade you've been on forever. Hopefully you can get this on the ballot and voters will say yes to it, knowing how corrupting dark money is to the entire democracy that we obviously see in peril at the moment.
Yes, John, as usual, you said it all. I mean, dark money, anonymous cash, is flooding into Arizona politics, has been since 2010, and it constitutes millions of dollars of paying for advertising when we don't know who it is that the sponsor, we don't know the sponsor, so that there's no way for a voter to knowledgeably evaluate the message, because, you know, how you evaluate the message depends upon who is speaking to you. And if they have a special interest, you need to know what that interest is. So what we're trying to do is just the very basics. We've want to make sure that Arizona voters know who it is that's paying for the messages that they hear about politics, about pro and con certain candidates or propositions. And it's a simple proposition. I think it's one that most Arizonans are strongly in favor of, but we got to get on the ballot. And that's the challenge today. And that's what this telethon is focused on, is getting voters to sign the petitions that allow initiatives to get on the ballot so the people of Arizona can vote on it.
By the way, this can be done electronically for initiatives.
No.
It can't be?
Little glitch there.
No.
You can sign a candidate's petition electronically.
Right.
Yes. But the legislature doesn't like citizen initiatives, so they've never allowed us to use electronic signatures for initiatives. So you have to do it in person. It's one of the many hurdles that we have to get over in order to make it to the ballot.
All right. So how do you do this by a telethon on the Internet, reaching all corners of the state, in fact, everywhere throughout the state? How is this going to work? And you really have kind of a short fuse burning on this with the number of signatures required to qualify for the ballot. So explain the challenges ahead here as this telethon gets underway in about 50 minutes.
Well, the telethon is an experiment. This is the second time we've done it. The first one was back in September. And it was a little like a... let's just say it was a, we were learning our way.
Okay.
And the bottom line is we want to publicize what's going on around the state. This weekend is a big weekend for people getting signatures because candidates have to turn theirs in on the 4th of April, next week. And so they're looking for signatures on their nominating petitions. Obviously, initiatives like Stop Dark Money need to get signatures in order to get on the ballot. We've got a little more time than the candidates do. We've got until July, but there's an awful lot more signatures that we have to get. I need to get 300,000 signatures on the Stop Dark Money petition in order to be confident that we'll get a place on the ballot. And we're getting close, but we've still got a ways to go. And so we need everybody who is at all interested in getting transparency in our political system about who's trying to control the vote. Just to sign this petition, and we the telethon is a way to make sure people. It's as easy as possible for people to find a place to sign the petition, and if they are circulating a petition, it's still got to be notarized. So we've got all 24 hours. We'll have notaries at Brother John's in Tucson, there on Stone Avenue, and here at in Phoenix at my law office at 502 West Roosevelt. So we've got two locations, and then lots of satellite locations, these so-called signature slams, where people are getting together to help candidates get on the ballot and to help initiatives get on the ballot. And that's happening all over the state of Arizona. And we'll have remote locations broadcasting from those signature slams.
All right. So this will be held on the Internet, right? And if you want to be a part of it, you just go to where to be a part of
you
it?
You go to, hold on, it's a long name, but I think it makes sense. It's AZ Democracy Never Sleeps. I mean, short for Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps. But if you take that, if you do that as all one word, azdemocracyneversleeps.com, you will be able to lock directly into the broadcast. So it's an internet broadcast. It's not over the television stations, but it's something that I think is brand new. I've not seen it done before we did it last summer. We know it works. We were able to do all 24 hours continuous broadcasting. We had guests throughout that period, not so many like after midnight, but it was nonetheless an epic performance by our own Paul Weiss, who is a would-be Jerry Lewis, and he is tireless and a good entertainer and a good interviewer. And we had some entertainment, as we will in this one as well, some musical entertainment to sort of we don't want it to just be talking head politicians.
Well, if people go to AZ Democracy Never Sleeps, they'll find I guess interviews, some entertainment, videos, signature gathering, of course, and voter registration and more. It starts at 4 o'clock today. If you just
starts
go to
very soon,
Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps, you just go to there and be a part of a nation, well, actually a statewide effort to change Arizona and to make Arizona a lot better with these three particular initiatives. We'll be talking about the other two, but again, let's go back to your initiative. If you will chronicle, if you will, your efforts for stopping dark money and the long road that you've been down that seems to be winding and hopefully will get us to where we need to go this time around. It has been a long process, has it not, Terry Goddard?
Boy, it sure has, John. I'm not sure when I started that I had any idea that I would have to do it three times. That might have deterred even me, and I'm pretty determined. But we started out in 2018. By my recollection, we got enough signatures to get on the ballot, but there was a court here in Phoenix that thought otherwise and made a decision that some of our signatures weren't counting. And so we ended up about 2,000 signatures short out of 250,000 gathered. And that was very disappointing. And I think, I still think that there were some factual errors made by the court, but nonetheless, we had to live with it. The second time was 2020. We'll all remember what happened in March of 2020. We were really rocking. We had almost 300,000 signatures in the can. We were just about to wrap it up. And COVID hit. And the problems then, as everybody remembers, is we weren't sure what was safe. We didn't want to put our volunteers at risk, and we didn't want to put the public at risk. So we had to stop asking for signatures. So we started again. Ironically, we started on May the 4th of 2021 with this new petition. And I wasn't aware that it was Star Wars Day until somebody told me afterward. He said, you really picked a great day to start your campaign. May the 4th be with you. And well, hopefully that was a good sign that our third effort will be a successful one.
Well, this starts at 4 o'clock, this great telethon on the internet, and then continues to 4:15 tomorrow, March 27th at 4:15. You'll learn a lot, not only from the conversations, but I think you'll learn how involved a great many Arizonans are in this quest that you started a long time ago and still are fighting for, and as well as the other two initiatives that talk about health care rising and Arizona deserves better. We'll be talking with Michael Bryan about that coming up in the next half hour. But this whole idea of getting a lot of people together through the internet, it is groundbreaking, and I think it'll be the wave of the future and the way people will communicate in these particular statewide efforts. I think you're going to be very successful today, Terry.
Well, John, I hope you're right. I've got all my fingers crossed, but we just need to have people, as you've just eloquently promoted, need to have people get on the sometime during the 24 hours. Just dial it up when you got a free minute. And if you can come down to one of our centers, obviously that's all the better. We're going to have some active folks there. We're going to have some entertainment at each of the operations in Tucson and in Phoenix. But more important than that, as you said, we're going to try to highlight those great citizens who are doing the work of government as citizens. They're taking the bit in their teeth, if you will, and doing what we have a constitutional right to do in Arizona, which is to petition our government directly. If we think that a law needs being put on the book and the books and the legislature doesn't do it, we've been able, and many times in the history we have done, the initiative route. And that's something that we're taking very seriously this time. And I'm just this third time to try to get transparency in Arizona political contributions, I just think is so important. I used to be in law enforcement. I still am passionate about law enforcement. And the rule of thumb there was always follow the money. If it was a white-collar crime, you follow the money, and you're going to find out where the monkey business is. And that's true in politics, too. You follow the money, and you'll find out who's trying to pull the strings in our political system. And right now, we in Arizona, as voters, we're at a real disadvantage because it is really easy in this state, I believe easier than any place else in the country, for a major contributor to a political cause to hide, to basically try to keep their fingerprints off of the message that they're trying to send to the voters. And so the voters never have a chance to say, I either agree with that individual or that corporation, or I don't. And therefore, I will judge the message depending on how I feel about the messenger, about the person launching it. And that lack of that right to know, I think, is critical. And that's what our initiative would do. The Stop Dark Money initiative would give Arizona voters the right to know who's trying to put these messages out on the airways and through the social media.
You know, sometimes
there, I got on my high horse.
Very good. You know, I was thinking of how old I am and how long we've been talking about this together.
Idea,
you know, we had this conversation seemingly a long time ago, and now we're having the same one. Let me take a quick break. I want you to come back and talk about the initiative process itself and why it was so critical as an issue to be a part of the state's constitution, and how there almost was no Arizona for a period of time because of the battle for the initiative, and I believe it was voting for judges, too, as well, that held up the state becoming a state. Let me take a quick break.
Right.
We'll come back, okay?
Good. All right. Thank you.
Terry Goddard, former attorney general on the John C. Scott Political Forum, back after these messages from the petition from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum.
And they're off. Enjoy live racing Saturday and Sunday at historic Rialto Park Racetrack with exciting quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. Rialto is the birthplace of quarter horse racing. So come to the track this weekend and enjoy live racing during the 79th season. Entertainment, great food, thrilling horse racing, and fun for everyone. Gates open at 10 a.m. with post time at 1:30 p.m. at Rialto Racetrack, located at First Avenue and River Road. Presented by Rialto Park Foundation.
Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
Are you tired of yelling at the TV when news about politics comes on? I know I am. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's time to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Simply Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. Don't just sit on the couch. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Former Attorney General of the State of Arizona, Terry Goddard, is with us. The whole initiative process, part of the Constitution that allowed Arizona to become a state, did it not?
Yes, it did. It was a very important part of our Arizona Constitution when it was first written. And as you mentioned before the break, we almost didn't become a state because the original draft of the Constitution that went to President Taft had a provision that allowed the recall of all elected officials, and that included judges. And President Taft, as you know, was an aspiring judge. He went on to the Supreme Court. And he didn't think that was a proper. So he essentially refused to sign our Constitution, refused to let it go forward. New Mexico jumped right ahead of us in line and became a state. And it wasn't until the legislature met, took that provision out of the Constitution, resubmitted it, the president signed it. And then what did Arizona do? And this is so typical. We put it on the ballot and put the recall of judges right back in the same year. So that I think what that showed over any refutation was how important the citizens' voice was, whether it was initiative, referendum, or recall. Those were the three big items that were in the Arizona Constitution that allowed citizens to take the governance into their own hands if they thought the legislature and other elected officials weren't doing the job.
And this current legislature, as well as the preceding legislators and legislation efforts, have tried to literally make it almost impossible to proceed with an initiative process by making it more difficult and nitpicking on every little idea from the petitions that are necessary to get the voters to have their say about writing the laws of their state. And they want to do away with this process. It threatens the Republican Party. It threatens them.
They would do it in a heartbeat.
Yes, they would. And that's why we have to battle this whole series of efforts on the part of the Republican majority.
And it's why I think the big effort, and it is a big effort to get enough signatures to get something on the ballot, is something that I hope Arizonans will continue to embrace, because it's a very important constitutional right that we have. I believe there are 20 states that have the same right. There are many that do not. And so it's something unique to us and to our populist heritage.
Well, you've always been a warrior for democracy, a great crusader for these particular efforts to give people the power of writing their own laws through the initiative process, as well as obviously trying to do away with the dark money that so corrupts our democracy and threatens it. Terry Goddard, great to talk with you again. I always have been a huge admirer of yours, and I wish you the very best. Thanks for staying involved.
Well, John, the affection is mutual, and thank you very much for highlighting this and so many other things that we need to do to make our great state a little better.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Good luck with the telethon. Thank you.
You bet. On to telethoning.
Yes, sir. 24 hours ahead there. Never sleeps. Democracy never sleeps.
We never sleep.
AZ, Democracy Never Sleeps. Get online in 30 minutes and be a part of this. The second annual Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps telethon, 24-hour telephone. A telethon to Stop Dark Money, and then Arizonans for Fair Elections and Healthcare Rising, all kicking off the home stretch for the major initiative effort and a weekend push before the legal deadline to gather petitions for candidates. We're going to be talking with Michael Bryan next on the John C. Scott Political Forum about these two other initiatives that will be obviously on the ballot if you participate in this effort, as Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps. Larry Bodine will also be with us from Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Kramer, you borrowed my car and left pizza under the hood.
Jerry, I wanted to keep it hot.
Just great. Now I have cheese clogging my intake manifold. I don't want to go to the car place.
I know where you can take it, Jerry.
What's the deal with car repairmen anyway? They all kind of suck, right?
Perfection Auto Works.
Oh, that Mike Emery guy. I heard he's pretty good, though.
Just an honest mechanic.
Oh, Jerry, he's the best.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
I have an appointment at... Hey, spread out. I was here first. No, I was. Back off, Newman.
Hey, you guys, settle down. Stop it.
Now look what you've done.
That's it. No car repair for you.
At Perfection Auto Works, we run into all kinds of problems, from customer relations to major car repair, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
I don't want to go to the car shop.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
And they're off. Enjoy live racing Saturday and Sunday at historic Rialto Park Racetrack with exciting quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. Rialto is the birthplace of quarter horse racing, so come to the track this weekend and enjoy live racing during the 79th season. Entertainment, great food, thrilling horse racing, and fun for everyone. Gates open at 10 a.m. with post time at 1:30 p.m. at Rialto Racetrack, located at First Avenue and River Road. Presented by Rialto Park Foundation.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Second annual Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps telethon begins in about 25 minutes. 24-hour telethon to Stop Dark Money, Arizonans for Fair Elections, and Healthcare Rising. We talked with the former Attorney General of the state of Arizona, Terry Goddard, about Arizona's Democracy Never Sleeps telethon highlighting Stop Dark Money, but there are two other initiatives that are being sought sufficient signatures to get them on the ballot. Let's talk with Michael Bryan, who is with us now, about those other two particular efforts and this 24-hour Arizona Never Sleeps telephone that begins here very shortly. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Pleasure to be with you again.
Okay, these two other initiatives, please describe what they are all about, please.
Well, first of all, let me say that the sound quality may not be perfect because I'm sitting on the patio out at Brother John's at 1801 North Stone right now, coming to you live from on-site where we're going to be doing the Tucson location of the telethon. So the two initiatives that Terry didn't talk about were Arizona Fair Elections at azfe.org and Healthcare Rising Arizona at healthcarerisingaz.org.
Tell me what they do, what they say, and why are they necessary?
All right, let's talk about Arizona Fair Elections first. What that does is stops the Arizona legislature from meddling with our voting rights and our right to legislate as citizens. I can go into more detail about that, but basically it's got about 10 provisions that will do several things to shut down this meddling with our rights to vote and to legislate. Would you like to talk about those a bit?
Absolutely, I would. I'm looking at a headline literally from the March 21st edition of the Star. Bill would end early voting, require hand count. Talk about meddling. But go ahead. Just describe them for me, please.
Absolutely. So the first thing it does is you might be aware that the Arizona legislature recently changed the outlines of the PEVL, the permanent early voting list, which almost 90% of Arizona voters use that to vote and to conveniently get their ballots automatically. So they shut that down and they made it so that if you missed an election for 2 years in a row, they would strip you off that list. So the first thing that the Arizona Fair Elections does is restore the PEVL so that it's working the way that it has worked for perfectly well for the past decade. The next thing it does is it bans the restrictions on what the Arizona legislature pejoratively calls ballot farming or ballot harvesting, which is just basically allowing somebody that you trust to actually return your ballot to a ballot box or to the registrar's office so that if you can't travel, if you're disabled or you're in a rural area and can't get where you need to go, you know, somebody who you trust can be given the ballot to actually turn that in for you so that you can vote. Another thing it does is it bolsters our clean election system, which we've had here in Arizona for many, many years. It strengthens the system and increases the amount of money going to those who reject corporate and PAC donations. The next thing it does is it allows early voting up until the day before Election Day and permits voter registration up until Election Day. The Arizona legislature has been making moves to try and restrict early voting in many ways, and this would stop that in its tracks. The next thing it does is, you might have heard this session, the Arizona legislature was toying with the idea of being able to select our presidential electors for us or throw out any election that it didn't like the results of. This stops that in its tracks and says, no, Arizona legislature, you don't have the right to substitute your judgment for ours. The next thing it does is protect ballot privacy. There's been several ways that they've been trying to track our ballots so that they can link a particular ballot to a particular person. We've had secret ballots here in the United States for over 100 years, and it works really well. It stops people from purchasing somebody's vote or bullying or intimidating them into voting a certain way or, you know, retaliating against them if they didn't like the way they voted. So this absolutely stops it and makes sure that our ballots are protected, safe, and secure and secret. Finally, it gives tribes more say as into the voting times, places, and practices that would be most convenient for their members. There's been a lot of attacks on tribal voting, and a lot of these voters don't have regular addresses. They don't have regular mail service. They may not even have proper transportation or even internet connections or telephones. So it gives more flexibility to tribal nations to be able to get their members to vote. It also reestablishes the ability for private parties to give grants to local election offices in order to help facilitate voting. And it removes some of the hurdles enacted by the Arizona legislature over recent years and the courts to make ballot initiatives such as this one more and more difficult to get on the ballot and keep on the ballot. It shuts down some of the legal challenges and technical minutiae, the strict scrutiny that is applied to to ballot initiatives in order to try and disqualify them. So that's Arizona Fair Elections. It's a pretty extensive bill, and I encourage people to read it and to sign it.
All right, very quickly, let us go to the third and final initiative that is a part of this effort of Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps in a 24-hour telethon, asking people to go as quickly as they possibly can to the nearest place where they will find a petition to sign, or all three of these particular initiative efforts. So this one is called Healthcare Rising. Explain that one, Michael.
That's right. All three of these initiatives will be here at Brother John's on the patio for signature. Healthcare Rising is a lot easier to explain because it's a lot more simple. It protects Arizona citizens against abusive medical debt collection practices. The primary thing it does is it caps interest rates on those medical debts to 3%. So it stops them from charging outrageous interest rates. And it also protects against wage garnishment and protects your personal property from seizure, such as your home, your car, your personal property, and your savings. So that's pretty much what it does in a nutshell. It's pretty simple.
All right. This whole process begins literally in about 17, 18 minutes. And explain, if you will, how that works from where you are there on Stone Avenue.
That's right. We're set up to broadcast to the Internet live on ArizonaDemocracySleeps.com. I myself will be here from 4 to 7 today, but Paul White is going to be going all 24 hours. He did that last year, and he's doing it this year.
Wow.
So that means he's not getting any sleep anytime soon. We are also going to be streaming to Facebook, and you can catch that on the Blog for Arizona Facebook page, in fact. So that's how it's going to be working. We'll be here from 4 to 7 today, and tomorrow, Sunday, from 11 to 4 here at Brother John's.
Okay, this is the second annual Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps telethon, a 24-hour telethon to stop dark money, Arizonans for Fair Elections, as you just explained, and Healthcare Rising, kicking off the home stretch for the major initiative efforts and the weekend push before the legal deadline to gather the petition signatures for candidates. What did you learn about last year that you're applying this year to make it even more successful?
Well, I think the main thing is that we actually have some planning behind this year. Last year was a pretty off-the-cuff event, and we didn't have much in the way of a simulcast going on, and we didn't broadcast to Facebook. So this year we set up a special website, ArizonaDemocracySleepsNeverSleeps.com, to live stream the event. And we also have partnerships with all three of the initiatives to stream to their Facebook pages and to the Facebook page at blogforarizona.com.
Well, the statutory deadline is July the 7th for the Citizens Initiatives. You support the citizen-led effort to gather enough signatures to qualify for the 2022 ballot. You can stop the political contributions to fund political campaigns that are completely dark money. Help Arizonans by protecting more assets being sold to pay off debt collectors and limited outrageous interest rates, as you clearly pointed out, that trap families in an unending cycle of debt. Take down barriers to voting for all Arizona citizens and making early voting less permanent again, reducing the influence of money on elections and barring legislators from overriding election results. So these are all so important to the democracy that I think for many of us, and maybe you will agree or not, Michael, we take for granted so many times. We just take it for granted. It's always going to be there. And you know what? It's being eroded every single day by a Republican-led majority in the legislature. And pretty soon, if we don't do something about it, it will be gone.
Yeah. In fact, they've even referred to the ballot this year. A requirement for Arizona citizens, in order for them to legislate and pass legislation through the initiative process, to require a 60% majority instead of a 50% majority, as is normal in democracy. So, yeah, they're attacking it every way they can.
Okay, this is a great opportunity for people. I would assume if you can reach the Internet on your computer, you can reach it on your phone. So perhaps anybody with an iPhone or any kind of basic phone can join this effort with their phone in their hand, wherever they are, throughout Arizona.
Absolutely. We encourage everybody to go to ArizonaDemocracyNeverSleeps.com. And if you want to come down, pick up a petition, make a pledge to circulate petitions, you can do that here at Brother John's, or you can do that downtown at Jerry Goddard's office in Phoenix.
Well, by the way, interviews will be available with Terry Goddard, who we just talked with in the first half hour of our show, all a part of that Stop Dark Money campaign. Interviews with representatives of Healthcare Rising and Arizona Deserves Better elected officials. Interviews with Paul Wilch. And, of course, you, Michael, will be available. This could be a long effort and somewhat of a tiring one, but people are committed to make this successful, and you've had some practice with last year, and this year should even be more successful, I would think.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot more guests this year. We're going to have people from all over Arizona politics, all over the state, coming in and interviewing and zooming in for interviews. So, yeah, if you want to meet everybody who's running for office this year, you can stop in at ArizonaDemocracyNeverSleeps.com, and surely you will find them on our schedule somewhere.
Michael Brown, thanks so much for being with us, and good luck with the effort. Starts in about 13 minutes from right now. Thanks again. Have a great weekend, and much success in this really very important exercise that you're involved in. Please be very successful.
Thanks so much, John.
You bet, Michael. We'll be back with Larry Bodine of Democrats of Greater Tucson right after these messages. Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
And they're off. Enjoy live racing Saturday and Sunday at historic Rialto Park Racetrack. With exciting quarter horse and thoroughbred racing, Rialto is the birthplace of quarter horse racing. So come to the track this weekend and enjoy live racing during the 79th season. Entertainment, great food, thrilling horse racing, and fun for everyone. Gates open at 10 a.m. with post time at 1:30 p.m. at Rialto Racetrack, located at First Avenue and River Road. Presented by Rialto Park Foundation.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who is responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here's Larry Bodine, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Hi, Larry.
Hello, John. How's it going today?
Fine. Well, we're trying to get everybody to get involved in this amazing telethon that's going to take place all over the state of Arizona. It starts about 4 o'clock, just about 8 minutes from right now. Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps, and I know you're a part of it. A lot of Democrats working in this effort to make this a very successful second year. Go ahead, talk a little bit about the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Where were you last week? Where are you going to be this next week?
All right. Well, last week we had an excellent program. In fact, it was just a few days ago, featuring the veterans from Common Defense. This is a progressive veterans organization, and you might think that all veterans are Republicans or conservatives, but it's not true. So we heard from Sergeant Sylvia Andersch, Sergeant Michael O'Connell, and Sergeant Caleb Hunter, who talked about their experience in finding a home with other progressive veterans who, opposed Trump and wanted to elect leaders and promote progressive values in 2022 and beyond. So we're going to have a recording of that on thedgt.org, or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and you'll find that. So that was really terrific to have three veterans on the show. And coming up next Monday at noon, we've got Victoria Steele. Most people know Victoria Steele as a beloved senator in Legislative District 9 up north of River Road. She has been a part of the Senate representing the views of Native Americans, victims of assault, children are, you know, suffering child cruelty. And now she's running for Justice of the Peace. So that's being a judge in the County Justice Court. And she's really well known. And in fact, John, I was just out knocking door to door with her. We canvassed my neighborhood together to collect signatures. She's got to get 800 signatures to get on the ballot, and I encourage everybody to sign her ballot if you get the opportunity.
Well, Victoria's an amazing lady. She really is, and she's been an enormous... She's a broadcaster for a long period of time and got to know her as a broadcaster. Now we know her as a legislator and then hopefully as a judge. By the way, you're going to be a part, I believe, of this Arizona Democracy Now! Effort, are you not?
That's right. As soon as I get off the radio, I'm heading down to Brother John's Barbecue on Stone, where I'm going to meet Mike Bryan, and the two of us are going to host and kick off the telethon any minute now, and all you need to do is just go to, forgot the web address. It's
azdemocracyneversleeps.com.
That's right, azdemocracyneversleeps.com. 24-hour telethon supporting three petitions: Stop Dark Money, Arizonans for Fair Elections, and Healthcare Rising. So, as you know, billionaires like the Koch brothers can, or the Koch organization can donate money in secret, which they've done with the governor. And the whole idea of the Stop Dark Money is basically to reveal who is the money that's behind all the elections. Arizonans for Fair Elections petition would take that one step further. Healthcare Rising would make healthcare easier to access. So those are all terrific initiatives, and I'll not only be working with Mike, but Paul Weitch, who is an attorney in Phoenix, who was a candidate for Arizona House, and this was his idea. So tune in. It's ArizonaDemocracyNeverSleeps.com.
By the way, I think people should know that you're president of the Democratic Greater Tucson, and this is you meet every Monday on the internet, and I believe, you know, it's interactive. You can talk with the people that are obviously speaking to you, ask them questions. It's great to have that kind of communication with the potential elected officials and elected officials throughout Southern Arizona.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, John, the way that you get active in politics is to find a candidate that you really like and go out and work for them, help them to get elected. So every Monday at noon, we have a Zoom call with dozens and dozens of people, and you get to come and listen to a candidate. And all you need to do is just go to thedgt.org, or better yet, just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you'll find all of our speakers. So, you know, starting off in a couple of days with Victoria Steele. And it really makes a difference once you've had a chance to hear the candidate speak and ask them questions, which we allow everybody joining the meeting to do. You really you get an informed opinion of who's running for office. So I invite everybody to join us, and if you like the program, join Democrats of Greater Tucson. We're a group of Democratic activists in Tucson.
All right. Thank you so very, very much, Larry Bodine, for being with us. Hope you're successful with your Arizona Democracy Never Sleeps effort all across the state of Arizona for the next 24 hours. Have a great weekend. Thanks very much, Larry.
All right. You too, John. Bye-bye.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who's responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. From the Perfection Auto Work Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks, Mike Emery, for being the best auto mechanic in the entire world. In the entire world. And for sponsoring our show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that a majority of Arizonans support more funding for public education, affordable health care, and jobs that pay well?
This is Larry Bodine, President of Democrats of Greater Tucson, and that's what we stand for. Activate yourself by Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson and clicking on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Hey, I really appreciate you giving me a ride. I owe you lunch. Hey, what are you doing, man?
Hey, man, it's $9.95 oil change. I can't pass that up.
You just had your oil changed last week.
Don't matter. It's $9.95. Are you crazy?
No, you're crazy. You know why? Let me tell you about this place. Look at the kid coming out to the car here. He's got zits and he's in high school. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Come on, it's a quickie, jerky lube service.
Look at these cans. 29 weight. Cheap oil. It's cheap crap.
Now, you're going to have to leave, mister. He's one of our finest customers.
Shut up, Zip.
I can't take it
Dude,
anymore.
Stop it. Act like a man. You need help, man. I'm going to call the hotline. Hey, Perfection, we got a stat for you. We're coming right over.
Hey, let me guess. Another jerky lube addict, huh? All right, step aside.
No, man, don't do
Clear.
It.
You guys rock. You guys changed my life because of Expert Auto Repair, man.
This is what we do at Perfection Auto Works. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.